many people were there in the classes when you first started? Was it well attended?
No, not all that much, because I know at the end of the first one, you know, nobody sort of heard of it. I'd never heard of it before. And I think we probably had about 16 members, and we only paying about 12 bob. We didn't have to pay anything from the school, but I think we made a voluntary donation to the caretakers come to open up for us and lock up. And so at the end of the first one, which the tutor and organised himself took, we had to have a whip round among us, and we're only ordinary shoe workers, you know, to finish whatever payments we made. And we never, all the time after that, we never ever asked the Eastern District for a penny help. Now, the Eastern District, and they used to stress it in the literature you got, if a class was got a fair number and hadn't got enough in numbers to pay, so they knew they couldn't pay the way, the Eastern District used to help them, you know.
Yes.
And we never, ever asked for a penny. And because, I may have mentioned this perhaps before, some of the classes, they acquired a lot of things, like, you know, projectors,
epidioscope,
radiograms, things like that.
Mm.
Well, we didn't. When we had a good year and we got a nice, healthy bank balance, we'd send 200 or 300 quid to the... I'll have to find the other books and let you see. In about 6 or 7 years, we sent and gave, apart from lending 200 quid to the Eastern District, we actually gave them about £750 in about 6 or 7 years.
Mm.